Beginning current daven, set this nazar daven mem hey. Beginning now, beginning says nazar. Beginning was the Gemara discussion exactly where these words are, but we have this on this amid where the Gemara is asking a question, saying, "Wait a second, it's continuation from the previous daf." Abai was telling them that you really be medayik that because it says b'yim shmin the mist to say that you had to have the purification the previous day. What do you know with nazar tameh? It also says that al koyin al pesach al moed. When's he coming? If he did tefillah and he did have a shemesh, but he says, let's see. And that's the words of Taisa, Shavei Nikano, which Taisa explains, Shehi, and that's the word Shar, Ezes Nashim. It's the gate of the Ezes Nashim. Now, Vacham up until the Machna Levi, it's from the middle camp, a shade of Machna Levi. Some Psachim, the Gemara, and Psachim, Perkit, Zon, that Pehema Beis. Yet Shai Nikano, the Nikano gate, like the Skaj, Bedush Machna Shechino, was not sanctified with the sanctity of the Machna Shechino going into the next, the innermost camp. Now, obviously, when it says the ball of Nashim, it must be Sharanikin. The Elam of Nashim can't mean Bazar Mamash literally in the courtyard, Shemachazakabar, where this guy didn't bring his kabbatans yet. But I mean, Zogan Limud, so shortly, Utamasabai, when it says his tomb is still in him, the rabbis Mochazakabam to include those lacking in tomb, which Chayb Karsim, this is Machashkin, the Chayb Kars for coming Machashkin. So obviously, the Sharanikin, as the Gemara explains, okay, so where is that? That is in Shar Leviyah. Now, we learn the Brisa, Tamei Meis Alav going to Machna Leviyah, not Tamei Meis itself, but even Meis itself, like it says, Vikim Mashas Matsyas Vimoi, what do you mean with him? With him, Bechitzasai, which is Machna Leviyah. So as Tais explains, the Masa Mechdi, Sharnikid, Vachulu, let's say Sharnikid, etc., which is the whole question. So, Chiechid, has a Mechdi, what's the Brisa, but what's he trying to tell the Chaveir of Reb Nosson Bar Hashim? Says, Chiechid, has a just like a Mechdi, you cannot infer. The Machlav that Yemeshvinas Lekhan said, obviously up until day 8, he was not able to go over there to the Sharnik and the Tullah. It's not true in Vashos. Like the Gemara explains that, what do you mean? So he's Tamei Meis, even Mes itself could go in the Machlav Leviyah. El Havavi, rather, obviously, Kenoka Krabi Yemeshvini, when the Pasuk says on the 8th day, Yavi Lahidiyah alone, it's just come to tell us, the man about his covenants, when he's supposed to bring his covenants. The Loi Balois Lekhan Shem Kadishukum, it's not come to tell you, but the obviously you were forbidden to go in there before that. Ah, so Begabe Zamnami. So by your drasha that you learn regarding Zab also, Akadim Nalitan also comes with Tana know that it's forbidden to go into the Irium. Now the girsa that many have over here is that Tzatz Kasha, not Buhadin, but actually that should be not Hayes, but Kuf. Tzatz Kasha, because they claim, because you could say Pesach Oyel Mayid, as the girsa of Rabbi Ransberg here is not Biyashlim, but rather Ritzoy Nalayma. Why can't you say that to answer that by his point? So when it says Pesach El Moed, actually means Pesach Eichel, the opening of the sanctuary. Where it says you should sech it by the entryway of the El Moed, the Darshim is Zach and the Gret doesn't end up in Hema Beis. She does the Eichel Besuchim that the opening of which doors of the Eichel should be open. Well, if I could tell you about the volume that makes us a Kodesh, no, therefore the volume of mess would be forbidden up until this point to go over there. Because actually referring to the Machna Shechina. Hashem says what he says now. The Lahala Itzrech. As the Gisim of Ransberg is Lamait. That I wouldn't need to exclude. Like Siv Tamayir, we already have the puzzle that says he's going to be Tamil Rabbit to include, even if he's terrible that day. The Nafil himself, the Gemara tells us shortly, the Chalot for Yomos Lakhans Machlushkana, everyone who immersed himself that day is going to go to Machlushkana. And the Gisim that many have is Lachot for the Lois Lakhans, not telling him to forbidden to enter, because even if the option that you said regarding Hekla, I wouldn't need it, I already know every Tfoyim. So therefore, if you're saying that over here, then you should say something else regarding what you're talking about regarding Zav. That was the question. So Hachisin says, Taisis, Elam Abaya, as, even though it's a parenthesis, Taisis, that's the Kirsa, rather, Abaya says, Tvoyim de Zav, Lav Kazav Dami. That actually, Taisis Kirsa is not like Agamar. The Tvoyim of Zav is not like a Zav, not like the way they wanted to say in the Brisa. But Velach, even so, given him Chosik Aparo, since Ladak in Atonement, Loyal, he's not let it enter. Now, the Gisim of Ramsburg is, I feel like even though he married this really, even if you say that he holds like a Zav dummy, that's not like a Zav, meaning, Lein Yen Deshech Mizak, and love that you are allowed to slaughter the carbon and spray the blood for him. That we're saying, love Kizab dummy, Mekamokam Oslikonis. Still, you're not allowed to enter, as some Gisim says, in the words, Bemachin Leviyam, Ha Mechuzik Abram. That's what the Bride is saying. Since Mechuzik Abram, Lael, therefore he's not allowed to enter into the Machin Leviyam. Now, there's a quote from the words of the Gemara that v'i b'machn l'viyah kai, if it's tov b'machn l'viyah, claim another, it says, the oz, mutlakon z'machn l'viyah, that then he's allowed to enter into the Machan Leviyam. So then the words of the Gemara, my liquor le oil mayid. So why are you calling it Pesach oil mayid? As Tosfos explains, Machan Leviyam, because now you tell me it's talking about Machan Leviyam. And he gets to take out those next two letters. Cause mashu b'chazik b'berem, as long as he's lacking atonement. So my curly pesach amoy. Why is the pasuk calling it pesach amoy? The mashma that sounds like techazol of neechel. They're talking about in the courtyard that's in front of the heichel. Come b'shach the pesach amoy because b'shlom shenishkum techazol tzlor in nazara. So why are you using the words pesach amoy? So that's his quotes from the words of the Gemara. I'm meant to tell you a comparison. You're right. We're talking about machna leviyah, but ma oil moy, just like oil moy, which ties the girsa. B'chazik b'chum moy ayel. Someone's lacking atonement, I'll go in. Now by oil moy, how do we know by oil moy? That the chesed consists of the pasuk tamig yeah, he's gonna be tamig, which the rabbi tvoyom, which includes that of tvoyom, and there's some gesores add on the words oitam osabai, and he still has a tamas rabbi mechuzik abram to add on, include even if he's lacking a tamas, just even though he already had hair of shemesh, which osli kons machna shchina stays spin that he's forbidden to go into machna shchina. So the tais are yechizer abayim, so abayim goes back and mashani derech abayim of the rabbi nosin, and he goes back to answer the words of the friends of rabbi nosin, mimashal yemer misvagas libim, this that they said on their own logic. So that they said Amak Saba, obviously that they held that Tvoyim Dazab Kazab Dami, he's saying not necessarily. And also, Umashale Pirsha Heichai Mechir Tvoyim Kazab, this I didn't explain how you know the Tvoyim is like a Zav. So on some Girsois actually have from Chedush Rabbein the Peretz, Hari Sasa Abaya. So Abaya is being Seisu Chavid Ibn Nosin, Mishnei Dvarim, the friend of Nosin, two things. A Mimashayim the Tvoyim Dzav Kazav, the minute they said Tvoyim Dzav is like a Zav, Vuam the Lav Kazav, the minute said before, he's saying it's not like a Zav. And Mimashle Pirsha Echoy Mechich the Tana, and also this that they didn't explain, how does the Tana prove the Tvoyim Oslakonz Machlabiyah, that why, how do you know that Tvoyim is really good Machlabiyah? Umavashi, he explains it. The Zav Oslakonz al Pesach Amoyd, the Zav is not going to Pesach Amoyd. And also, Menazah Yochel Likonz Bemachna Shchina. And another could go into Machna Shchina. He's not lacking atonement. It's only someone that, some atonement coming out from the body, which is by Zav, and not by a Nazir. And even the Nazir does not have that problem. Next is Master Begin with the Gemara. Teglachas Tahara. The Mishnah says, Teglachas Tahara Ketzat. So what's the haircutting ceremony of purification? Maybe Chatas Eil B'Shlamim. The Sheikh does the Shlamim, and he slaughters the Shlamim, Galechlam, and does the haircutting on that. Which some Gesois have the words, Tzarachin. So it's Taisis because the parasha kach sedurim, and the parasha, the order is chatz al b'shlam. So l'cheir and nere, the b'yud is saber, similar to b'yud holds the shlam kaim, shlam is first, megalechalim, and you cut your hair on them. But it's mentioned last. So it says, but near the time, it seems that the reason is mishum d'ashin v'gemar, because the gemar d'arshin v'gilech v'zag al mayid, that you cut your hair by entry al mayid, b'mashin amabay al mayid, which carbon says al mayid, by a dine shlam. So once the pasuk tell me that for the shlam you cut your hair, then the shekdim with that lacha makes sense that it'll be the first one. So it's a kasha. It's difficult. So why does the pasuk put chatz oila before shlam if that's the first one you could do and then be permitted to do the hair cutting? Next words of the Mishnah that Rebbe Lezaimer, he says that actually lahoy megaleich. No, it wasn't able to do the hair cutting. Ella ala chatas, only on the chatas, because chatas kedemas v'chol makom chatas always first. As Tosfos says, lo oilu v'shlam before oilu v'shlam kedemin break al dud like the mazin dvarim that tzadim alaf. So the Mishnah says, what happens if you bring three animals in to specify? So do la chatas, which is a kisva, is the female ewe, the sheep that when you bring it's chatas. Lo oilu is a kabbis, is a lamb, male one, and v'shlamim is a ram.